Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, where doctors are developing new approaches in cancer detection and treatment with one goal, ending cancer. To become a patient, please visit makingcancerhistory.com.
What are you going to rant about today? Can we get a little preview?
Oh, I'll give you a little preview because in the last show, you discovered the most important word picture in the history of the world when it comes to conflict resolution. On today's show, we're going to teach you the most powerful thing on earth you can do to stop stupid conflict. You're listening to Smalley Marriage Radio. I am your host, Michael Smalley, along with
Seth Johnson.
And we are excited about today's show because we're in the middle of this series on conflict resolution, which I'm just telling you right now, the most important thing you can ever learn to increase your marital or relational satisfaction. So your relationship with your kids, your spouse, your parents, siblings, friends, coworkers, bosses, is how do you handle conflict in a healthy way? And that's why we're dedicating over a week to this topic. It's a big deal.
Big deal. Huge deal.
And today is a huge deal because today's skill is what we call a timeout. And I know you're going to want to belittle that. You're like, oh, great. He's a genius. This single-handedly is probably the most consistent and powerful skill my wife and I use to help avoid that dumb conflict, either stupid stuff that you shouldn't even be fighting about or things you should resolve, but then it gets out of control because you don't know how to call a proper timeout.
I immediately have a picture in my mind of Amy just sending you to the corner. They timeout, head in the corner, 5 minutes.
That is not the kind of timeout we're talking about. But I know this is what people think. They think of a football timeout, basketball. They think of a child timeout. No, this timeout is what you have to use if you're going to have a healthy conversation. But before we get into all of that, I want to remind everybody that February 26th in the Woodlands, Texas, just north of Houston, my father, Dr. Gary Smalley, and I are leading a Reignite Couples Workshop on February 26th in the Woodlands. You can go to smalleyinstitute.com for more information, or you can call 888-565-6462. Again, we are only going to let 25 couples come to this thing, and we're going to unpack all of Love Talk again. And then we're going to walk around the room and interact with everybody to make sure that every single couple who comes leaves with a very healthy understanding of how to love talk.
Get some good practice in there.
Oh, huge, big time important. But if you can't make that, then you can always become a member at SmalleyInstitute.com. Just go to SmalleyInstitute.com, click on Become a Member, and that will instantly give you access to literally hours of online content and videos from all of our best video series from my dad and from my wife and I.
It's a veritable treasure trove.
It is a... I like that.
Thank you.
It's a treasure trove of relationship satisfaction. So let's talk about timeout, Seth. When you hear the word timeout, what are you thinking?
Well, immediately, I thought of the
like
child
a punitive,
example.
A punitive thing.
Yeah. It's right?
Like go to your room, young lady.
Exactly. You're going to go in the corner, sit out, not be a part.
Well, that's not what this is.
Well, then explain.
Okay, so here's the deal. The reason your conflict gets out of control, which again, I'm just going to bring shame and dishonor to you and Shauna, Seth. We know that you guys don't yell at each other, but the 99% of the other people on the planet, we do. We can get out of control, right? And so what a timeout does is, well, let me ask you this. And I know even though you guys might not get into shouting matches, and I know there's other couples that don't, but most couples do.
Yeah.
But let me just ask you, because it's kind of an easy question to answer.
Okay.
If someone has really offended you, right? Like they've pushed a button. You're like fuming and you're just offended or you're disgusted or you're angry, whatever it is, right?
Right.
Do you think that's the time that you need to have a healthy conversation?
No.
So
probably not.
So what you're saying is at the moment, in the heat of the moment, when I'm most offended, most upset, that sort of rationally doesn't sound like the best time to have a conversation.
No, emotions are running wild.
And they are. And guess what happens to your conflict resolution? It runs wild. And it gets out of control, right? Mm-hmm. Because you're out of control. And here's the trick. You don't always see conflict coming, right?
No.
I mean, you didn't expect it. Maybe there's an unmet expectation. I mean, maybe there's someone's lied to you. I don't know. But you don't see it always coming. But here's the reality. I promise that if you or your spouse or your kid, your teenager, your boss, your coworker, whoever, if you try to stay engaged while you're super upset, nothing good is going to happen. Doctors Scott Stanley and Howard Markman actually found, dude, these are some of the funniest videos in the history of mankind. I wish we could post them on the website. Because they got couples in the Denver area to agree to a research study where anytime they got into a fight, they had to call them. Yeah. So they, you know, these couples would get, like, something would happen. They'd go, wait. They would call Howard Markman, Scott Stanley. They'd come rushing over to their home or apartment with a team of researchers. They would literally hook these people up with electrodes and brain monitors and sweat gland thing. I mean, it was the weird. I've seen all this on video. And then you're thinking, well, how are these people going to get back into the fight?
Right. Like, yeah.
They've already had to wait 10, 20 minutes just for them to get there. And now they're hooked up to all these electrodes. Scott Stanley, these were just genius, which we have him coming up later on in a month. Scott, after they get him all hooked up, would lean into the camera view and go, so what was it you guys were talking about before you called us? That was
and
it.
Just reignite, rekindle that.
Oh, my heavens. They go, well, we were talking about it raw. And they would get after it. All they did was record what's happening.
Yeah.
They didn't try to intervene. They didn't try to help them resolve it. They just recorded. And guess what they found out?
What did they find out?
What they started doing later on in the study is as these couples would start to escalate and really get out of control, start saying hurtful things, mean things, right? And maybe you've experienced this in your relationship where you guys can't ever talk about anything because anytime you bring something up that's kind of serious or intense, you melt down. And the next thing you know, you're being accused of stuff and you're being, you know, they're undermining the relationship. Like, I hate you or we never should have gotten married. And it's like, how are you going to ever have a conversation, right?
Right. Saying things that you don't actually really mean, but they just trying to express the emotion in the moment.
Yeah. And it tends to be kind of nasty, right?
Yeah.
And so what Scott started doing, Dr. Stanley, is he, as it started to really get out of control, he would just jump in and go, hey, hold on. I'm so sorry. Let me just interrupt. If you guys wouldn't mind, if you just turn away from each other, and then he'd hand them both a newspaper. And he'd go, just read this for like 10, 15 minutes. They would start reading. Mm-hmm. Now, there's no other major, there's no counseling really going on at all.
Yeah.
He just interrupted it. Had him read a newspaper. 15 minutes or so later, he'd go, okay, now, could you try to have that conversation again? Almost every time these couples would turn back towards each other and go, well, listen, okay, I kind of got out of control. What happens when your heart rate gets over 90 beats a minute, you lose the ability to think rationally.
Really?
Yeah. It ain't going to happen, dude. If you're out of control and worked up and your heart rate's all up, it's over. It's done. So before it gets too far down that road, that's why a timeout works, is you save the relationship from stupid conflict. How's that? Makes sense.
Yeah, it does. And I immediately have this picture of the NFL.
Yeah.
And like why these stupid brawls happen.
Oh, they do. And how about when they stick a microphone in the face of somebody like Richard Sherman when the Seahawks won the Super Bowl or won the NFC Championship and he's all amped up on testosterone and the moment. And of course he's going to say something crazy.
Yeah.
Right. That dude's intelligent. He went to Stanford for crying out loud. But this is what a timeout does. Is it keeps you from escalating out of control. But if you're going to call a proper timeout, you got to get away from each other, right? So you can't call a timeout and then stay engaged. What I tell people all the time in the Smalley Reignite Marriage Intensive, that's that program for couples who are in crisis that has an over 80% success rate. I tell them all the time that you not only have to stop the conflict, but you have to give each other space. So you can't stay engaged
yeah.
It's when you're upset and you stay engaged, that's when things get out of control. We can avoid all of that with the simple trick or tool of a timeout. Because what a timeout does, the moment I want to start attacking, I know I need to stop. That's when you have enough strength to muster up to say, hey, stop. I need a timeout. Can we please have a break? And then it's only a timeout if you call a time back in. So I can't just walk away and avoid. That's one of the risk factors of divorce. That doesn't work. But what I can do is say, hey, this is getting out of control. Can you please give me like an hour? Can I have 30 minutes? Can we talk about this after work, after the kids, after we put them down to bed, whatever. But you call a timeout and you establish a time in. But then during that timeout, you back off, you disengage from each other, and then you pray. And here's what I love about prayer. Is while you're praying, I promise the Holy Spirit is going to make you realize your part in the argument. And when you start owning your part, guess what happens to your perspective?
Well, it changes.
Totally changes. Yeah. And so now when you come back after the timeout, you're going to have a rational conversation. It's that simple. Yeah. So, Seth, why don't you make the big words we've used today into small ones and summarize everything?
Yeah, I'll see what I can do. One of the things, like, you can't think rationally when you are in these extreme states and these arguments and these disputes. And so you've got to do something from keeping from escalating that situation. And
excellent.
And that's when you call this time out. And you have to agree upon this length of time. It can't just be this, hey, we're just stopping and not agreed upon. It's like in sports, you always have, hey, this is a 30-second timeout or something like that. So then into work, 30 minutes later, after you separated, then you come back together and resolve. And during that time apart, spend some time in prayer. And so the Holy Spirit can be working on you.
He'll convict you.
He will.
And it happens every time. So here's what's next on Smalley Marriage Radio. We're going to go over the role of employee. And if I'm honest, if you just commit yourself to learning this one role really well, most all of your conflicts will get resolved with zero negativity or hurt feelings. That's coming up next in Smalley Marriage Radio. Well, we're brought to you by the Smalley Institute. If your marriage is on life support, reignite your relationship in just 2 days. Discover more at SmalleyInstitute.com, or you can call us toll-free at 888-565-6462. Don't forget, go to the website, click on Become a Member, and you get access to hours of the best Smalley videos that can make your relationships the absolute best possible.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Okay, time out. You're going to let your budget be the boss of you? Take control with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay for car insurance, and we'll help you find options that fit your budget. Here's some music to get you pumped. Da-dong-da-dong-da-dong-da-dong-dang-dang. I hear your budget laughing at you. Oh, wait, that's just those kids laughing at me. Ignore them!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.